Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in today to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading will come from Psalms 34 in its entirety. I will be reading for your hearing from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and covets many days to enjoy good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do no good. And do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord rescues them from them all. He keeps all their bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil brings death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. The word of the Lord. The sermonic selection is entitled Nobody by Casting Crowns.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight.
pick 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Go down in history.
Has another blood bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever wanna be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Cause I'm just a nobody,
nobody.
Trying to tell about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
The scripture lesson has been read previously for your hearing. Let us pray. Send out thy light, O Lord. Let it lead me. Let it bring me to thy holy hill. In Jesus' name, amen. The slogan, try it, you'll like it, once sold thousands of packages of Alka-Seltzer that calmed many troubled stomachs. In Psalms 34, 8a, David used that same slogan, if you will, in relation to God and the life that he made possible. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's nothing more than 16th century King James English for try it, you'll like it. Ever since Jesus invited doubting Thomas to inspect his nail-pierced hands, the Christian faith has challenged people to test it. And because I personally believe in the abundant life made possible by Jesus Christ, I challenge anyone to try it with the assurance that you'll like it. In trying Jesus, our first focus is to try looking on the bright side of things. A good example of looking on the bright side of things can be seen in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, where the Israelites have traveled and reached the borders of Canaan, but were afraid to enter in because of stories of unclean air, plague, and giants. But in verse 30, scripture reads, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Do not poke about, be disgruntled, but together go and immediately take the task at hand. You see, looking on the bright side of things will change your life as far, far as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's what Proverbs 23:7 tells us. Positive thinking occurs when you eliminate destructive thinking. So what really happens when you habitually think destructive thoughts? You constantly pump destructive thoughts into the world around you. Therefore, you destructively activate your own surroundings. Look on the bright side of things. Think constructive thoughts. Thinking constructive thoughts will change your life by drawing constructive results your way. Great many, many great thinkers have stated that you can change your life by your thoughts. Marcus Aurelius, a great Roman emperor and philosopher, said, "Our life is what our thoughts make it." Centuries later, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." William James, the father of American psychology, states, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." That is, people can create constructive lives if they think right. Try it. You'll like it. Looking on the bright side of things will change your life by eliminating destructive thinking. Positive thinking about the nature and life of Christ will make you more Christ-like. Try it. You'll like it. Hebrews 12:2 admonishes looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. That is to say that the cross and the shame that went with it were not coveted by Christ, but he looked beyond the cross and the shame to his enthronement with God and the salvation of millions of people. He was looking over at my salvation. He was looking over at your salvation. Try him. You'll like him. Positive thinking will change your world. Christ used the analogies of salt, light, and yeast to illustrate this truth. Our second focus is to try being a part of the answer to problems. Noah Webster defines a problem as a question proposed for solution or consideration. In mathematics, a problem is anything required to be done, whether by adding, subtracting, multiplying or dividing, or by the use of some other mathematical operation. He defines the term answer as the following: to reply in some way, to speak in one's defense, to comply with, to be equivalent to, adequate to, or sufficient for, to agree with, or to atone for. Our communities, families, and churches are experiencing problems which we as Christians should be seeking and supplying God-directed solutions. Our communities are plagued with various kinds of problems revolving around social, political, and medical in this COVID-19 global pandemic. There are economical, religious, and moral issues, just to list a few. and the list goes on and on. Unchurched families and churched families, Christian families and non-Christian families have problems they are wrestling with day to day. In some cases, the struggles are hour by hour or moment by moment. The problems are numerous, but who has the answers? Where can answers be found? Churches have problems. The early church at Philippi had a real problem. But Paul asked for his teammates to be part of the solution rather than being a part of the problem. Philippians 4:2 reads, I plead with Eudoxia, and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the course of the gospel along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. So Paul is saying, when you see a problem, don't add to it by being part of it. Dedicate yourself to answering the problem. At the present day, churches seem reluctant to heed the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The Right Reverend Kenneth Monroe of the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church asked, Church, can you be a part of the solution if you read God's word and be challenged by it, but remain unchanged? Another quote, Christian friends, please explain the kind of solution you'll have to offer if you don't teach God that God, if you don't teach people that God makes pit stops. Bishop Warren M. Brown of the AME Zion Church was preaching about the time when Joseph's brothers threw him in the pit and left him there to die. But God saw fit to go by and deliver Joseph out of the pit. End of quote. How can you be part of the solution if you don't follow the new model for ministry set forth in sermons? In the sermon 90-99, Reverend Dr. Michael E. Ellis, a presiding elder in the AME Zion Church and author of a recent book entitled A Royal Pulpit, 50 Years of Preaching in the Classic Tradition, my Lord. And furthermore, says Dr. Fry, after hearing the preaching of sound doctrine, a sinner shouldn't walk but run to the altar to accept Christ as personal Savior. An excerpt from An Invitation to Christian Discipleship by Reverend Dr. Fry, a former AME Zion pastor at a Zion church revival. Thirdly, try to listen more and talk less. In the first chapter of James, we read, wherefore, my beloved brethren, every man be swift to hear, slow to talk. Why talk less? Simply because you will learn more. A Greek philosopher named Zeno gives a logical explanation for talking less. He said, we have but only one mouth and two ears, that we may hear more and talk less. Learning with closed ears and open mouth is difficult. You just don't take in knowledge through an open mouth. Talking less will increase your popularity, believe it or not, among family members. Yes, friends, church members, and co-workers, and people in general. They will like you more because no one likes a motor mouth. And he that blesses his friends with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. Proverbs 27:14. Also, where no wood is, the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. Proverbs 26:20. And fourthly, trying Christ, putting Christ first in your life, in Luke 9:59-62. Christ is saying, you must put me first in your life. Putting Christ first eliminates worry and anxiety. Try him, you'll like him. God's word tells us, don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow. Live one day at a time, Matthew 6:31-34. When we put Christ first, life goes better. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly, John 10:10b. He is the answer to all your problems. Ask of him what you will. He will respond. When we need a defender, he speaks to God in our defense. He complied with the will of God the Father to pay the ransom for our sins. Jesus agreed to die a shameful death on the cross at Calvary so that you and I and multitudes could be reconciled to God our Father. We don't need another Savior because Jesus is the one and only Son of God, the Lamb of God, and his love, mercy, and grace is sufficient for our redemption and salvation. He is the answer to all our problems. Finally, you have and I have tried things that have not worked. So try looking on the bright side of things. Listen more, and for sure, talk less. Be part always of the answer to the problem, and try putting Christ first in your life. You'll like it. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, courage to change the things that we can, and wisdom to know the difference. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song is entitled In Christ Alone by Sounds Like Rain. That's R-E-I-G-N, rain. Amen.
hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, precious blood of Christ.
All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
No fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever block me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home,
got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.